Tuesday, the love of the Spirit. We humans are not able to understand in detail the Holy Spirit, what it is, what it is all about. Some think it's an unpersonal power, but in reality, the Holy Spirit is a powerful personality. That's the truth, what we find in the Bible about it. In Jesus' command for baptism, he says, baptize those who come to you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And John tells us, after the Last Supper, that Jesus said, the Spirit glorifies me. And the Spirit convicts people, John 16, verse 8. Yeah, the Spirit can even be grieved, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 4, verse 30. And John tells us, after the Last Supper, in John 14, verse 16, that when Jesus goes away, he will not leave us alone. He will come back at once in the form of the Spirit. And the word he uses for it, you can translate as comforter, helper, counselor. He teaches us in Luke 12, verse 12. He will teach us when we are in front of kings and mighty people. He will teach us in this very moment what we should say. In former days, I was a teacher at a state school in Austria. And on Sabbath day, I had to teach. And I made it clear that's not possible for me. Then it became very, very difficult. And penalties were to follow. And I was asked to appear in front of a commission. And these people, lawyers, they asked me a question. And they told me, answer yes or no. Have you understood? Yes or no. It's the only thing we want to hear from you. Yes or no. Yes, I've understood. And a question came. And then I didn't know what is better, yes or no. And then I remembered this text in Luke 12, 12. The Spirit will tell you when you're in front of such people. He will teach you. Oh, fine. Oh, Lord, now I need you. They have asked me, is it yes or is it no? Silence. These lawyers, they kept asking, yes or no? Have you understood? Are you able to follow our question? What's the matter? I remained silent, asking God continually, please, they ask me all the time. I need it now, not in an hour, now. What should I say, yes or no? What is better? I don't know. And they pressed. What is? Now tell us, yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. Silence. And I discovered maybe it worked 2,000 years ago, but not with me. And I stood there, very lonely. And they became angry with me, because I didn't say anything. I remained silent. as if I were a fish. Afterwards, there was a break. A lawyer stepped up to me and said, "Why on earth have you known that the only correct answer is silence?" Oh Lord, thank you. It worked. The love of the Spirit. Till tomorrow.